I know that it's 50% owned by Australian, which I think comprises of two gentlemen, and 50%, the other 50% is a Canadian multinational that's coming in, I think, do a similar thing in other parts of the world. It hasn't been lodged to planning yet, but I hear it's going there shortly. It's quite large. It will overlook something that already has a significant landscape overlay. And it just sort of sits in a farming community or agricultural zone, according to planning and council. And it's basically a manufacturing factory. I know there are quite stringent rules around here of what you can and can't do, and it doesn't seem to adhere to them to me. We have a heritage listed property that will overlook it, which is significant to Victoria's history, and also a National Trust property, which it's part of, where Captain Hepburn actually lays, who settled the region originally. Now, this stuff, especially, you know, like in other countries, things like this are seen as sacred, you know, and you don't meddle with them. You know, they're for our kids, they're for our future. People come and drive around here because all they can see are the bald, extinct volcanoes and farmland. All of a sudden, somebody for profit just wants to put a factory across the road.
The laneway that you guys live in and that the factory will be in with the trucks and that sort of thing, can you tell us about that road?
Yeah, that laneway is quite significant to a part of history of Captain Hepburn, who settled the area. But look, I run a lot around here, and I can't run down that road and stay on the bitumen if a car's coming. That's how small it is. And they want it as their main entrance to this factory. So that's going to be a bit of a problem. I can't see semi-trailers. I mean, I know I've seen the trucks that are doing some work across there now on some vegetation, probably preparing a building site, which hopefully won't go ahead. And they have to swing almost into the neighbour's property to get in through the gates. And they're proposing a 24-hour surveillance there because it's growing hemp or marijuana. That's also going to light up the area at night. There's going to be people going up and down that lane. I might see, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 cars go there on a busy day up that laneway, which is just local farmers moving from paddock to paddock or transporting hay.
What's your attitude towards medicinal marijuana?
I have no problem towards medicinal marijuana. Look, I don't know if it works. People say it does and people say it doesn't. I have no problem in people finding a cure or something that alleviates their pain. I think, you know, research and things like that should go on in that area. You just put it in an area that's suitable, not in farming land. You know, a structure like that, which I think is, I don't know, 350 by 450 approximately metres as a building in farming land and belching what could be smoke and things like that, it's a bit of a worry for me. But as I said again, I have no problem with growing marijuana for medicinal purposes. I just think the process that it takes to get the oil out of the plant should not be put in an environment like this, especially when council's already given the area a significant landscape overlay. And as I said before, there's one of the most sacrosanct heritage sites in Victoria for settling the area is right there and will look right over it.
Okay, so not good for tourists.
Well, it's not good for tourists, it's not good for our history and heritage. It's not good for, I don't think it's great for the farmers either. You know, I don't know what the noise is and what the smell is. I hear smell from the marijuana heads can be quite potent if the wind's blowing the right way. I think people, you know, who have settled up in this area deserve the right to live without smells and noises like that. I don't think that's the main point. I think the fact that it's on such a small laneway and the landscape around it, and the people, I think, have gone out of their way to keep that landscape the way it is, you know. And I think council's generally supported that in the past. So why this would be happening with a foreign investor, it baffles me, to be honest, when you could put it in an industrial site. They don't even use the soil itself, the land itself, to grow the medicinal substance. It's in a hothouse. They grow. I imagine they're going to grow it in pots or something like that. They're not using the environment to grow it, if you know what I mean. So they could grow it anywhere.